Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, man. Bitches ain't shit and they ain't say nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Bitches ain't shit and they ain't say nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Man, I've been did dead, man, I've been popped out. And if she ain't tryna give it up, she get dropped out. Let me bust that UE, bitch, bust that open. Might spend a couple thousand just to bust that open. Rip it off, no joking, like your name Hulk Hogan. Niggas move weight and sell for living Hoboken. Bitch, I spit that crack, like I'm in that trap. So if you need a hit, then I'm with that sack. Bitches ain't shit and they ain't say nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Bitches ain't shit and they ain't say nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap.
Okay, now Nikki. Put it in your kidney, got a new LS450. Ain't no keys in this doohickey. If I want rapping, I be trapping. If I want trapping, I be pimping. If I want pimping, I be getting it. Period. I don't smoke no Bobby, but my denim be from Ricky. Got your girl on Molly, and we smoking loud and drinking. Got my top back so you can see what I've been thinking. And if you know me, then you know I've been thinking Franklin. Money, thousands. True religion, trousers. Got a private home, started from them public houses. Weed killer, causing her arousal. Audi A8, told him Audi 5000.
Bitches ain't shit and they ain't say nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Bitches ain't shit and they ain't say nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap.
Damn, what they say about me? I don't know, man. What they do your taste is? If I get this, singing on a big dish. I don't know, man. I shit on your whole life. Damn, what they say about me? I don't know, man, what they do your big kid. If I get hit, swinging on a big fish. I don't know, man, I'm shitting on your whole life.
Bitches ain't shit and they ain't say nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Man, I'm out in Texas. Man, I'm out in A-Town. Then I'm up in Chi-Town. Or Miami shutting down. It's that New Orleans. It's L.A. or the Bay. It's New York, Philly. And the whole DMV. I'm a Detroit player. Man, it's North, South, Cat. Ohio, Pittsburgh. Got St. Louis on deck. It's Delaware, Connecticut. It's New Jersey. Got hella bricks. It's Queens, Brooklyn. And yeah, they rallying. Bronx, Harlem, and Staten Island. Bitches ain't shit and they ain't saying nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap.
Damn, what they say about me? I don't know, man. What they do your big kid? If I get hit, swinging on a big fish. I don't know, man. I'm shitting on your whole life. Damn, what they say about me? I don't know, man, what they do your big kid. If I get hit, swinging on a big fish. I don't know, man, I'm shitting on your whole life.
What's up? You're now listening to TP3, the Power of Three Radio. And this is your host, Keisha Nicole, along with Entice and Candy. So what's going on, ladies? How are we doing?
What up? It's Entice. Always well, doing good. Enjoying the sunshine. out my way in Calgary. Round of applause for the sunshine that we're getting out here. Yeah, so far so good. Nice weekend. How you doing, Candy?
I'm doing good. I'm still recuperating from last night's party a little bit. Call myself taking a nap. Now I'm like half asleep, half awake. But other than that, I'm good. I'm good.
That's what's up, and I'm good too. Just my chill day today. Finally got a day off for the week. Garbage in the house.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up. It's always good to enjoy a day off.
Definitely. So, do we want to get right into Talk That Talk, or do we want to go with WTH?
Let's go ahead and start off with the WTH moments, and then I guess, you know, filter in.
All right. Well, this is your girl Candy, and this is WTH, and I have a lot of them for you. We're going to start off with the Navy plane that crashed in Virginia Beach. Did you ladies hear about that?
I didn't much. Not much of it.
Yeah, not a lot. Just a little bit.
Okay. Well, I got a chance to look into it, and basically a military plane, which was a Navy plane, crashed into Virginia Beach. It crashed into an apartment complex and burst into flames. Nobody was killed. 6 people were injured. The apartments are completely destroyed. They're online, I believe, taking donations for that. So I guess, you know, our prayers go out to the families and everybody. It's just a wonder that nobody was hurt in this. It's just crazy, like, you know, a plane crashes into an apartment complex and kills no one. It's just, you know, that's a little bit crazy for me, you know, just to think about that. But that's definitely a WTH moment because, come on, military, we need to get it together. Nobody was, you know, really, really injured that bad. It's just, you know, a little, I think 6 people were hurt, but I think, like, it was just, like, a couple of scrapes or here and there just to make sure everyone's okay. So that's a blessing, pretty much. Also, Facebook buys Instagram for $1 billion. Wow. Facebook. Right. It's like, really? Yeah. Right? Not $1 million, but $1 billion. So I would be like rolling butt naked in money right now if I was them. I don't know. Just for creating an Instagram app, I'd be just butt naked in cash right now, rolling around on my bed.
Maybe we need to create one. We need to create an app, the TP3 app.
Yeah. Right?
So we can make a billion.
Making business. I've been thinking about it, but, you know, technically, I'm not that tech savvy, but shoot, I might as well. I better learn.
I know, right?
We're going to figure something out for $1 billion split 3 ways. We still going to be good.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. I just thought that was very interesting, and that's something that everyone should know. I guess that's the reason why Android is now a part of the Instagram now instead of just iPhone, because of the fact that Facebook bought them out. Facebook's making it available to everyone. So that goes your dirt right there for all the iPhone users who got mad because Android's got to have Instagram. It has something to do with Facebook is because they bought them. So Instagram can control who did whatever. I guess they just made Instagram for everybody, which is pretty smart. It was really smart, really smart of Facebook. So I give them the props for that because ever since Android has joined with Instagram, my followers and everything have shot straight up on Instagram. And I had just gotten, I was like, dang, who are all these people? Where are they come from? And then that's when I found out that, you know, everybody could get Instagram. So I think that's kind of what's up. You know, I don't think that it should just be limited to one type of phone user anyway. So that's my opinion. But, you know, moving on.
Well,
Young Black reuniting with G-Unit. Have you ladies heard anything about that?
Bring that one back.
No.
Yeah, Young Black. Yeah, Young Black reuniting with G-Unit.
Is it Young Black or Young Buck? What, a Young Buck with G-Unit?
Yeah, because I'm like, who that is?
I'm like,
I don't know Young Black. It's Young Buck.
You know what? I'm thinking of Young Black from my bad, y'all. My I'm thinking of I'm thinking Young Black here in Dallas. My bad, y'all. Yeah, you're right, Young Buck. Young Buck back with G-Unit. What do y'all think about that? Because I don't know about that one. Because, you know, they had a lot of problems, him and 50, back and forth with each other. And I think Money, sometimes Money was involved in it, you know. So good luck with that one. I don't know. I don't see them reuniting, but I guess we'll see. If it happens, it happens. That's what's up. And did y'all know last Tuesday when I was telling y'all that it was tornadoes here in Dallas, that it was actually 12 of them at one time?
Really? Dang.
Yeah. That's definitely a WTH moment. yeah. The tornadoes that we had here in Dallas last week Tuesday when I told y'all that we were having storms and everything and a lot of people lost their homes in Lancaster City here. And it was two more other cities, and a lot of people, homes and stuff were destroyed. No one was killed. Oh, Forney. That's what's Forney. No one was killed, but, yeah, a lot of homes was destroyed. A lot of people lost all their belongings because it was 12 tornadoes at one time.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
So, yeah, prayers go out to all of those who lost all of your items and belongings. There is a lot of churches right now that are taking donations and things like that that are helping the victims. So if you guys, you know, have a local church, donate anything, blankets, toothbrush, toothpaste. I mean, they lost it all. So anything you can donate will help. Let's see. Also, okay, I thought this was very, very, very interesting for a WTH moment. All right. This is the reason why I don't eat beef. Right here, ground beef. There's a new ingredient that's going to be in meat that can include pink slime.
I saw that. Yeah, I saw an article.
Yeah, USDA has decided to allow companies to list lean, finely textured beef known as pink slime. It will be on the packaging. That's gross, really. Pink slime. And I've seen the picture of it. I was like, how can that, even finely textured with beef, be considered beef? That's
beef.
Yeah, it's basically the slime left over from the beef, and they're taking it and putting it back into the meat.
But a lot of fast food restaurants have been doing that for, like, a long, long time. Like, for example, McDonald's, they've been doing that, and it's just only recently that McDonald's stopped using it. So the fact that they're allowing them to start putting it back in, that's just nasty. No more ground.
We're saying, like, putting it in the foods that we buy over the counter. Not just fast food. You know, food, but like the actual meat, it has to be on the label. So, I mean, if you can look at the label and it's labeled as pink slime and you see pink slime in your meat, hopefully you know not to like pick that meat up.
They're probably going to put
probably
a different name for it, though.
You think so? Because
yeah,
on the USDA approved.
They're probably going to put some scientific name so people won't even know to like know that's what it is.
They might, but on the website it said that they have to put that it was going to be pink slime. The USDA said that it would be shown up as pink slime on the packaging. That's what it said on the FDC. Basically on their rule guidelines that they go by or whatnot. But I don't know. You're right. That I don't know. That's gross. Mm-hmm. Let's move on. I don't want to talk about
more meatballs
for me. Right? You know? Make you just want to just be a vegan, right?
Right.
Okay. Moving on. One more WTH moment, which is, okay, drum roll, please. Lamar Odom. Come on, boo. Really? Lamar Odom. Okay. We Dallas Mavericks believed in you at one point in time. You start believing in yourself. So once you start looking like crap on TV and not doing what you're supposed to be doing, then us as the fans, yeah, we didn't want you here in Dallas. Of course we didn't. So, of course, everybody knows Lamar Odom is not no longer a part of the Mavericks. He is officially off the team. This isn't no before, you know, the news was that he was off the team and then he turned around and he was right back. This time it's serious because rumors surfaced that him and Dirk got into it. According to a former girlfriend, 2 days later, after they got into it, is when they dropped Lamar Odom. So, yeah, I guess, obviously, Lamar, you knew better than to get into it with Dirk, the star of the team. Duh, come on now. But yeah, they shot him the deuces or whatnot, so let's see what's going on with that. He's already made a few statements about it, so, yeah, I guess we will see. But, I guess he really didn't want to be in Dallas anyway, supposedly, you know, with the whole Kardashian thing and the show not being able, I guess, to be aired here and this and that. Certain situations people were talking about was the reason why he was acting the way he was or whatever, because he couldn't focus on the game. I mean, but all that being said, everyone has a job that they do. If somebody's going to pay me some millions of dollars to put that ball in the freaking hoop and that's my job, guarantee you my focus is going to be to put that freaking ball in the freaking hoop. I don't care if the Kardashian is my wife or whatnot. I don't care. I'm going to make sure that my home is taken care of by me doing my job. I mean, you have the easiest job. You're playing basketball. Like, you're a freaking millionaire off of your athletic ability, and you can't even, like, really? We ain't even going to get all into it because it just makes me upset that, really, you come to Dallas, you don't do what you're supposed to do, you get mad because the Dallas fans didn't accept you, now you gone because you get into it with Dirk, now you back to, you know, you was better off just staying with Dallas, trying to do the best you could do and finish out this season. Like, I think that might have cost us a lot of our games and the reason why we're not doing as good as we're doing, you know, as we did last year. But, you know, that's just Candy's opinion, y'all. We moving on because, you know, Candy loves the math. And I just got some regular news. Did y'all hear about Bad Boys coming out with a Bad Boys 3, Will Smith?
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's going to be a Bad Boys 3 coming out with Will Smith. I'm hoping
we're going to
have Martin in there. I don't know. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Wow.
I hope Martin's in there. Yeah, Bad Boys 3 coming out. So we'll see what's going on. Because you're right, the show has been a while. Hope they dyed it. Them little gray hairs they got going on, but they can't be rolling around shooting at people with their gray hair. Anyway, moving on. CD dropped last week, Roman Reloaded. I didn't get a chance to catch her sales or anything. I'm sure they're, you know, also Eve is trying to come out with a new single, and I'm going to say we're going to really round of applause on that, and about time. Really, Eve, you just now coming out with something. Thank you. We were waiting for you. We've been waiting for you, I think, since 98. Appreciate you. And I swear I feel like we've been waiting for her since 98. I don't know. I'm not the only reason, you know, person who feels this way. I don't know. Also, in some political news, Rick Santorum, I really don't know how to pronounce that last name, the Republican, he suspends his campaign today. Basically, he dropped out from the presidential race. I guess basically he didn't want the shame of losing to Obama. That's how I took it. On CNN today, they talked about it. He came on the show and, to me, it seemed like as a Republican, he didn't want to lose to Obama, so he just went on ahead and dropped out of the race because they kept bringing up the whole racial issue and, you know, how Republicans are. So, yeah, I'm just glad he dropped out.
A part of it, too, I was watching the news earlier, And I don't usually pay too much attention to American politics, obviously, being Canadian and all. But I was indulging in it today, and I guess apparently also he, one of his daughters are actually in the hospital as well. So that was an, I think that could be another contributing factor to one of the reasons
why he
dropped
out. Yeah, they said she had just got out of the hospital.
Yeah,
she just got out of the hospital. They didn't say what it. Yeah, they didn't. Did they say what it was for? Did you hear what it was for?
No, they didn't say what it was for.
Yeah,
they just been really sick lately, and because
yeah,
of
I heard that,
They said that to him, faith and family are two really important things to him, and they feel that that is highly what made him make the decision not to run anymore.
Yeah, I heard that too. I mean, they always, they kind of blow them up to me, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just glad he dropped out. He's a Republican. I'm a Democrat. It worked out anyway. Obama's going to win. Ha ha. I'm glad he dropped out. Sorry for his daughter, though, but I don't like his beliefs. And I don't like Sarah Palin, and they all believe in the same thing. So he can kick rocks with Sarah Palin, and I'm glad he dropped out. That's how I feel about it. I don't know. But, yeah, when I get into politics, I get down because they be doing a little bit too much, those Republicans. But it's all good because as Democrats, we're going to keep staying away. We're going to keep staying away. We're not going to let them push us into a corner regardless. And then they're talking about Obamacare really bad, too. But, you know, we're not going to get into all of that today because if we get into politics, we can be on here all night. But I'm going to end it with the T-Cash party last night was amazing, so shout out to T-Cash and the whole crew. Also shout out to 2 Chainz, his crew, DJ Marv, DJ ASAP, DJ Esud, all the DJs. Without you, it wouldn't be possible. And definitely shout out to TP3, and that is Candy with your WTH and also your hot news.
All right. So... we do have a caller that's been on hold for a while, so let's put them over. Hello, caller from the 905.
You already know what it is, NZA.
What's up, NZA?
Just listening to all the news. Just listening to the ladies speak on topics. You already know what it is, so I'm just here.
You know, I got to keep everybody informed. You know.
No. That's what the show is there for, to speak on our issues, right?
Oh yeah, especially things like pink slime. Who wants that in their meat? You know, that's just gross.
Telling you, it's a vegetarian world too, man.
Man, it's gonna be something. And once we find out all the ingredients they be putting in this stuff before we eat it, everybody gonna go vegetarian.
For real.
Yeah.
How are all you ladies doing?
Good. How you been?
Can't complain. Things are rolling. Mixtapes dropping this week. End of this week. New little promo video drop. We're looking to film about maybe 3-4 videos in the next month. So. Going down, you know, we work in Team Niz, built to last CNT. It is what it is, you know, we just grinding, that's it. So happy with the progress and just doing it, that's it.
That's what's up.
Definitely what's up. Well, let's go ahead and get into that talk so we can go ahead and get into some music.
All right, so. Girl Entice, and I'm coming at you with this week's Talk That Talk. So this week's Talk That Talk is, will tampering with borders improve the economy? So basically there's been a lot of talk going down that President Obama has been meeting with a bunch of different foreign presidents to discuss some border issues and changing some border systems and things of that nature. So we want to know if you guys out there listening to TP3 have heard about these meetings that he's been having and what the results of it are going to be. So definitely give us a call at 1-866-259-0361 to voice your opinion. Let us know how you feel about the topic, if you feel that tampering with borders will improve the economy, yes or no. I'm going to go ahead and start off with Ms. Candy. Let us know how you feel about the topic and your opinion there.
Well, being a resident of Texas, and all I see is a lot of Mexicans, which are basically the minority here. I believe that if you take the border down and there's a border anymore, it's kind of like in comparison to you having a big backyard that's always fenced. You know, your backyard stays fenced, and one day you decide, I'm going to take my fence down from this backyard. After all these years, your backyard has been fenced and protected from all the other neighbors who want whatever's in your backyard, and you take your fence down. That's how I feel the United States would be. I don't really agree with the taking down border control. I believe that United States should protect only the United States. If we open up the borders, then that means that everybody's protecting everybody, right? Because it would be no laws within certain areas, that the laws that we have now. And I don't think that that will work out too well, because our jails would be filled with just all different types of races and just all different types of things, languages. Everything would just totally change. So before they do that, I believe that maybe they should just start off small, maybe just two countries coming together, and then try to get the other countries. I don't know about just dropping all borderlines. I don't think that that would do the economy any good at all.
All right.
That's your girl Candy. You know, this is how I feel about it. I don't know.
All right. My two cents in regards to that is, you know, obviously I don't feel like it's going to improve the economy, and that's coming from me being on the Canadian side. There's obviously pros and cons to every situation, but based on how everything's set up right now, I feel that they should be working to improve things in their own country before they look at about taking down borders and changing up the border systems and things like that. So at this point in time, I would say that it's not something that I'm actually for. You know, at first when you hear about it, you're like, oh yeah, shoot, that's good, because like obviously I'm not sure about other Canadians, but I know for myself, a lot of times we want to go over, well, I guess a lot of Canadians do it, we want to go over the border, you know, buy this, buy that, buy stuff that we can't get out here in Canada, because the United States gets a lot of stuff that we don't get. But even looking today through some of the research that I did, I found out that they've already made some changes in regards to Canadians going over the border and spending. Like once upon a time, if you went over to the U.S. for more than 48 hours, you were allowed to bring over $200 that you didn't have to pay taxes on that you purchased in the U.S. Now they've increased that to $800. You know what I mean? So stuff like that I can definitely understand, because it's improving, helping to improve the United States economy, that Canadians are coming down there and spending money and improving the economy in that sense. But to take down the borders completely, I don't know how I feel about that. So that's your girl Entice. That's how I feel about it. Let's go ahead and get Nizzle to speak on it.
Well, I mean, considering I can't cross the border, in that regards it would be good. But, I mean, overall, it ain't going to change nothing. And it's just going to, like Candy said, you know, it's just going to be a lot of people floating from here and there. Obviously, you know, crime and all that stuff is going to go up because it's going to be more open. But, I mean, there's pros and cons to it at the end of the day. But overall, I don't see how it's going to make the economy better, because they're going to have to invest more in the outcome than, like, the future outcome than what's going on right now by doing that. So, I don't know. I mean, it's a two-way street, you know, but I don't really see the benefits in it 100%. Like,
it's true. It's true.
It's like it'll benefit you, but, like, not really benefit the world type thing.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm just me. Like, I'm, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And,
like, yeah, yeah. I love to come meet Candy and Nicole and travel around the state to do some shows and whatnot and go link up with who, whatever. But, I mean, in the long run, it's not, you know, like, looking at it, like, from my son's standpoint now, by the time he gets older, it ain't going to benefit him by that time, you know? So it's going to be like, they're going to be paying for it, you know?
Yeah, that goes back to what I was saying about, you know, every country has their own issues. We got to work to resolve our issues within our borders before we go about trying to merge borders or remove borders. Definitely. Keisha, how you feel about it?
I mean, I have to agree with Candy as well. Like, there could be some good coming out of it, but as far as changing the economy for the better, I don't see it happening too well either. 'Cause, like, reality is, like, I know places like overseas, some people out there would, like, love to come to the U.S. to feel, you know, the freedom that they could be able to go wherever they want. And then it's a lot of people over there that really don't like us over here in the U.S. So that's where the trouble could come from, because then we'll get a whole bunch of crazy people. And like Candy said, jail will go up.
Right. Now you ain't got to just worry about gangsters. You got to worry about Chinese and Vietnamese and freaking Muhammad Lee. They're going to karate chop you in the throat and kick you in the nuts all at one time. You're going to be out of there.
And all the weapons, different weapons they do over there and stuff. Like, they setting us up.
But they smart, though. Honestly, I can't knock them when it comes to them weapons and things like that. Say they can make a bomb out of some toothpaste, two shoestrings, and a battery. Like, you know, like they some like you can't take somebody from the U.S. and put them in the same room with one of them and be like, which one of y'all can make? They gonna make the bomb before we can even think about what are we here for again? Like, we're so Americans are so Americanized that. When it comes to certain things, we're so far behind. Like, we're ahead when it comes to fashion and stuff like that. But who cares about fashion when they can build a bomb and you can't?
Yeah.
Who cares about your $100, $200 shoes when the sirens is going off and the world is it's about to end? Like, I don't know. I think people kind of look at things from a different standpoint. That's why over there, you know, like, if you look at that MIA, from MIA, her video, you know, Bad Girls, you look that video up, they over there on some whole nother, man, they on a whole nother different level than us. They walk around with machine guns. They stay with bullets. And you want to take the border away? This is what they're used to. We don't walk around with bullets. We can't even walk around in public drunk. We get a ticket for a public intoxication. So how it's just, I don't know. We're so Americanized, and they're trying to take a border out. I just don't see that doing the United States any help. I understand Obama is trying to come up with a way to make a way for everyone to be satisfied or whatever.
World peace.
Or whatever. But he cannot please everyone, and I hope that he realizes in this next election that he cannot please everyone. And what he needs to do is stick to what he knows. That's all I got to say about Obama. I love you, Obama. You are my president, my black president, fist pump, all that good stuff. But stick to what you know. Please stick to what you know, because if you dropping borders and doing all this stuff, and you only going to be president for the next 4 years, so when you get out of office, and this Republican, because that's what they're going to try to get, that's what they keep trying to push in the office next is the Republicans. We done had all these Democrats. They keep trying to push a Republican in office. And I'm telling y'all, if we get a Republican in office after Obama,
we're doomed.
Oh, man, say, we might as well, everybody go right now, go get your gun license. Right now, Candy is telling you, go get your gun license. Make sure you're ready with the bullets. For real. Because the Republicans, they want the rich richer and the poor poor, and they want to keep things the way they are. They want to keep, they're mad that we have rappers right now that's making as much money as they're making being a mayor or a lawyer or whatever that they are, a doctor. You know, they're mad right now, and it's ridiculous. Like, why are you mad about that? Like, we, as Americans, we like music. So I don't know. With all that being said, just I hope that Obama does what he needs to do in office because, I mean, everybody pretty much, he's going to win. He is in the bag. He knows it's in the bag. That's why all these other presidential candidates are dropping out. Because even at first, Sarah Palin was running for president. She dropped out quick. She hurried up and put her crown down quick. So, and then we have another one. And it's another Republican. They keep dropping like flies because they don't want to lose to Obama. They feel like, oh, he's a black man. We don't want to lose to this nigga. Excuse my language. But that's really what it is. So, they dropping out like flies. You should have heard them on TV today when I was watching CNN. They was getting mad about it. Like, ooh, like, really? Is it that serious? You'd really rather have a Mormon or Muslim or whatever they were saying president versus just a Christian president because he's black, but he has better beliefs and he has more, he's on a better level than this man, but just because he's black, you don't want him in the office? Like, that makes no sense to me. His mama was white, so he's part white. Leave him alone.
That's a whole other topic, Candy. That's a whole other topic.
Right? They got
Candy going ham right now.
Going ham. Y'all don't know how I get on politics, man. I'm telling y'all, it makes my stomach turn. All these Republicans getting on my nerves.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the way it turns.
Yeah.
Now let's get into some music. I'm ready.
Let's go ahead and take this call we have.
All right.
Hello?
Hello, caller.
Yeah. Nah, they basically already did that, move the borders with NAFTA, with the North American Free Trade Agreement. So that already did to our economy. Most of our manufacturing and stuff already moved across the border and everything already. So why not? Why not expand the border? This country about to be Mexico in 10 years anyways. And there's no state you can go to right now where it's not Mexicans. It is no state in the United States of America where you can go to right now where it's not Mexicans. So you might as well eat up Mexico. And if we add Canada has way better laws, better medical, better political system than ours, better prisons, better everything than us. Canada is the America plus something. Freedom and everything, well, you know what you wish. America really doesn't have freedom anymore since 9/11. You know, we don't have freedom. Well, that's a lie that you told yourself. If you think you're free to do anything, you're not even free to go to the airport without getting randomly searched. Quote, unquote, randomly searched. You know, I look almost like an Arab, so I get randomly searched every time I turn around. A random search. That's not a random search. That's a profiling. So, you know, the only thing that I'm saying is, don't fool yourself about America. Don't think that shit's sweet or it's going to get better or anything. You know, America's biggest problem with its economy is that it doesn't invest in the people. It invests in corporations. This was all started with a company. That's what we live in. We live in a company. The first settlement in Jamestown, Virginia, was started by the Virginia Company. And since then, it has and always will be a company. The United States of America is actually trademarked. There's a USA Corp. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't know about that. The Federal Reserve is a business. The Federal Reserve has nothing to do with the United States. The Federal Reserve is a series of banks that loan money to the United States with an attached interest rate. And your income tax goes to pay just that interest rate off. You will never be out of debt to the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve will own the United States. It says in a document that the Federal Reserve owes all lands and people of the United States in perpetuity. That's forever. As long as we can't pay that debt off, they will own us. So they print our money, they own us. If that's what your life is, you ever seen one of them ant farms where you in glass and somebody just watching the ants do all the work? That's what we are. We ants doing work. That's your life. You know what I mean? This is just a game. It's a real big game that you in, and they trick you and they keep you busy. I remember a pimp told me once. He said, there's two things to pimp in a hoe. Always show her her money, whether it's on you or on her, it doesn't matter, and always keep her busy. And that's what the United States does. It always shows us the money. It's on them, though. It's spent on a war or on some other stuff. You know what I mean? But then, and they always keep you busy. They put you in school for 8 hours a day and don't teach you shit. Then they make you work because you got to pay your bills to eat to live, and they keep you busy. Then they got your kids in the same trap because you don't even know the trap you in. You know, and that's the thing. So move the border or don't move the border, it doesn't matter. You know, our economy is already going to go down because the United States isn't trying to solve problems. People like Mitt Romney, you're just talking about the election. People like Mitt Romney, they have their money invested globally. They could care less whether the American economy does well. They'll just move their money to another country that is doing well, like Brazil, or an emerging economy around the world somewhere else, China or something like that. So they're not worried about that. These people that make money are going to make their money regardless. But we already are. We might as well take Mexico because we're doing everything else in Mexico. We got the DEA agents in Mexico. We popped this war off in Mexico. You know what I mean? They had that thing where they was doing Fast and Furious. They gave Mexicans a couple thousand guns and just lost them. You know what I mean? We lost $100 million in Iraq. How do you lose $100 million cash? Just disappeared. You know what I mean? This is not like it's not a game what these people is doing, but at the same time, it's not going to change if they did anything. Whatever they're going to do, it looks like we're moving towards a one-world government anyways, because we got a one-world, a global banking system. So that really is a state. That really is a nationhood of all the countries. Like, people always talk about China. Why don't China export its money back? Or when one day China's going to ask for its money back? Nah, Chinese aren't going to ask for their money back. They're going to keep loaning money to America because the Chinese yen is attached to the American dollar. The fate of the dollar is the same fate as the yen. When the dollar rises, the yen rises. When the dollar falls, the yen falls. They attach themselves to us in such a way that they got a symbiotic relationship with us. Like a symbiote basically feeds off of whatever it's on, like a bird on a rhino's back eats the bugs off it or whatever. They basically just eating off of us, and we that big old rhino, we're going to keep getting it. We're going to keep getting money, keep working in our little jobs. But in the end, we're just going to live and die. I mean, in the end, it's not going to be no difference. That's the thing, like, people always look at this country like, oh, we free. Free to do what? Free to do what? You have freedom of speech, but not freedom of action. If you start to try to start a nation of your own, they're going to attack you. What did COINTELPRO prove? Martin and Malcolm were dead within a span of 3 years. Martin and Malcolm were dead. Then the Black Panthers got taken apart. Every single movement towards black solidarity in this nation was squashed. Not by the KKK, not by some skinheads or some Aryans, but by the United States government. So there's no hope as far as what we in, but it's just a knowledge of that I think everybody needs to have. You gotta know what situation you in. You know, what she said, Harriet Tubman said, I freed thousands of slaves, and I could have freed thousands more if only they knew they were slaves. And I think that's the message that that gotta be struck upon is that a lot of people don't even know the situation that they in. You know, they think money is to be spent, or they think that I get money and I spend money and I pay my rent and I have the things I want. I have the clothes I want. I have the car I want. But that doesn't matter, because the gap between rich and poor is ever widening. Oil is becoming less abundant, and hunger and poverty are spreading throughout the world. And eventually, it's going to reach us. It may reach us last, but when it does reach us, it's going to reach us the worst, because the United States, you're talking about these other people with guns. But Iraq had less murders. Before this war, Iraq had less murders than the United States. You know what I mean? The United States has the most handgun murders of any non-war-torn country in the world. You know, this is a dangerous place. So when it does break down, when our economy does break down and people are running around here starving, there's enough guns and shit. Man, please, you live in the South, I feel sorry for you, because you seen what them folks started doing to them people when Katrina popped off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you seen those arrests for those men, too, right? They just started arresting those men. They just charged them. They just charged the five dudes on the bridge.
Yeah,
they just charged them. I was looking into that. I was going to talk about that today, but we got so many topics we can talk about. We'll be here all night, but we do appreciate you calling in, and you're right, because that gives us a whole other different view on everything that's going on, because you're right. They're already here, but at the same time, that's dropping all the borders. We're not just talking about dropping just the Mexican border. We're dropping the borders, period. So you're right. If we drop it or if we don't drop it, the economy is going to stay the same. But at the same time, should we do that? I mean,
there's still
America,
not
going to
be an influx of people. They still got to control the amount of people that come in. There's still got to be some type of immigration policy. I don't think that anybody, Obama or anybody, proposing there not being some type of immigration policy. And then you got to think that the largest department now in funding-wise is the Department of Homeland Security. So the Department of Homeland Security isn't going to let it just anybody come into the country. But at the same time,
right. There's
countries around this world that are recruiting the smartest and brightest minds around the world, you know, and they're taking them. They're willing to take them. I'm going to get at you. Hold on one second, Q. Bring it up. But, yeah, they're taking these people, and we're turning them away. And then at the same time, we're not educating our population, and they're educating their populations. So that's why countries like India and China will surpass us, are already passing us, and will continue to surpass us in the future, because they understand the investment that they're putting into their people when they educate their people. They have and the children understand the power of education. You know, in Africa is going to be the same way. You know what I mean? Africa is one of the most emerging economies, and Africans are the number one students at Oxford and Cambridge, not Asians, but Africans are the number one students. So these other countries, because of the way that they think and the way that government acts in their lives, they're going to surpass us. And right now, we having this argument, like this Republican argument about taxes and about universal health care. But every other country with economics just like ours has that type of health care system. But we can't act that because we have the highest cost in medication. We have a high cost of insurance. But what's insurance? Just in case? I got to pay you just in case something happens? And I got to pay you some exorbitant sum? And then your job as a corporation is to make as much money as you can. You know, like, I could talk for hours about stuff like this. Follow me on Twitter, Israel Beat. You know what I'm saying? I do it, but I like the topic. That's why I called in, because I said, tampering with the borders. Let me call in and see what this is.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
you
well,
dropped some knowledge, man. You need a show for yourself, player.
Yeah, I had one on DoFat TV.
Yeah.
I had a show on Tiny Chat before, but it was just a dumb audience, and so I had to start a real chat room where I could cultivate the audience, because you can't cast your jewels amongst the swine. You know what I mean? They're not going to appreciate them.
And that was
the conundrum that I was in. I was on. I had a level of notoriety, and I had a lot of people watching me, but I had to deal with too many fools, and it wasn't a space that I like to be in.
I want to shout you out, big up you also, Israel Z, because actually one of my friends from Jersey actually talked to you. I've been following you on Twitter for a while now, so I'm honored that you called into the show to, you know, put your two cents in. We might have to get you on the show, have a full show, you know, talking about politics and whatnot. So definitely entice Diamante. I believe you're following me. So hit me up. Hit us up on TP3 Radio or Candy
Candy's World 69. I am Keisha Nicole. Hit us up on Twitter, you know, email us tp3radio@gmail.com. See if we can set something up and get you back on the show for sure.
All right.
Oh yeah, we most definitely enjoyed you. We definitely needed that man opinion because you had me looking in a different light. You're right. But we appreciate you calling in and make sure you tune in next Tuesday.
All right. You have a nice night.
All right. You too.
Bye.
All right, we got a few more callers. I'm just going to be a long show tonight.
I'm about to call in.
All right, caller from the 469. Who is this?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up?
Caller from the 469. How are you?
Man, I'm just tuning in the show, man, just listening to y'all, man. Y'all sound real good, man. I like your guests. That was in, you know what I'm saying? I didn't even know I was live. I'm just listening to y'all, you know what I'm saying? But I'm liking the show. I'm digging it, you know what I mean? And more power to y'all, you know what I'm saying? You know, I like
Well,
the
we
next.
Definitely appreciate you. Definitely.
I definitely appreciate y'all, you know what I mean? Y'all keep up the good work and keep doing what y'all doing, man, because, you know, I like it. Y'all need to get Dude on y'all's show, too, man. It just went off. I don't know if y'all contacted Dude. Y'all need to get him on that, man, because he has some real extreme points, you know what I'm saying? And I like that. I like listening to stuff like that. Real knowledge. Open your mind.
Education's a key, man.
Exactly, man, you know what I'm saying? It's better to regulate and educate than anything else in the world, and that's what he was talking about, man.
Right. So how do you feel about the talk that talk, our topic right now, that we're discussing about the borders and if there wasn't a border?
I mean, the thing about it is, I mean, I kind of agree with old boy. I mean, I think it's a game. You know what I'm saying? It's all a hustle, because, you know, that's what they do. That I mean, if they wanted to stop the border, then they would stop it. You know what I mean? If they wanted to stop anything coming across the border, they would stop it. It's all a money game. You know, it's about who's getting paid. It's kind of like you, basically, you know. Like you running the bank when you're playing Monopoly.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And they just give us the game and distract us with BS all the time. But it's all game. We don't know the real truth. Just like Tupac's murder. You know what I mean? We don't know. We just now finding out the real what happened. You know what I mean?
We really still don't know. Honestly.
Right.
Some people say he's still alive. Where you at, Tupac? Call us.
On the island.
Think about the Illuminati and all the Illuminati stuff that's coming out. Tupac was talking about Illuminati, 12-gauge mm-hmm. shot to your body. He was saying kill Illuminati. That's what Illuminati meant. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Once he dropped that, then he mysteriously came up dead, and then next thing you know, they tried to cover it up with the biggie tail. So it's all game. That's what they do. That's what they do to manipulate people, ride people, you know.
Well, we definitely appreciate you calling in, and we want to get on and get into some of this music that we got before the show is over. But we definitely appreciate the love coming from Dallas tonight. So make sure you tune in next Tuesday. Hit us up.
Right on. Y'all have a good one.
All right, thank you. You too.
All righty, we have one more caller.
All right.
Caller from the 614. Who is this?
It's me.
Yo, what's up? We already know who that is now.
I just left Tony's Bar and Grill. We got this event coming up. I wish y'all could come, man. I really wish y'all could come. But
we'll be there in spirit.
You said what?
We'll be there in spirit.
Oh yeah, of course. Actually, we getting them clothes made and everything with the team on there and all that. So it's it's moving along real good, and we doing a lot of stuff, man. There's a lot going on right now, but I don't even know what's the topic for tonight. What y'all talking about?
This week's topic, we're talking about borders, and it was, will tampering with borders improve the economy?
You know what? I heard this a long time ago. They already signed something, and the borders are already removed. They didn't. They just didn't tell anybody. The Canada, America, and Mexico is already all one. And you know,
I mean,
just,
I keep hearing it. It's true. But it's not all one yet. If you try to go to Mexico right now, or Ms. Entice try to come to America right now, they're not sending a letter. But you know what? What's going on anyway? It's all mob ties. Because I have a friend of mine. I can't say his name obviously because he's mob tied. But anyway, he crossed the border for $5,000. So if he can cross the border for $5,000 right now anyway, that's what they're doing. So they're getting the money anyway. So I guess the government's still like, hey, well, these people are getting this amount of money for these people to cross the border, so maybe they want a piece of the cake too. Because I know for a fact if they're doing $5,000 a pop for each person who crosses that border, do you know how many illegal immigrants is in the United States from Mexico right now, from coming from Mexico to Texas?
They're getting $5,000.
They're getting $5,000 a pop just to cross. And they give them an ID, a visa, and everything, a passport, everything.
Little kids working. They saying that they're 16 and shit when they're really 14.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's on. A friend of mine, he came to the United States when he was 5, and he moved to Virginia, and he got in trouble, and they realized he wasn't born here, so they deported him. Once they deported him, he went over there, did what he needed to do. He was back over here within a week. Then he came back over here. Something happened. They deported him again. He was back over here in a week. He just pays the $5,000 each time across the border. He said it's nothing. That's what they do. Nobody wants to stay in Mexico. $5,000 in Mexico, you know how much money that is to them?
Yeah, it's like, it's, let me see, five. I think 500 is equals 5,000.
Wow, so 5,000, yeah, we ain't even going to get into it. But we appreciate you calling in. We need to get into some of this music. You know, our show's about to end. It's always love with you, always love with you. Don't forget our mix.
Yeah, man, I'm trying, man. Like, we don't got that program on our computer. So I'm trying to find somebody that'll help me out. Like, you know, I'm doing what I can do.
It's cool. We working with you. We got you. We gonna give you a. You can make it today pass, but tomorrow we might have to slap that. Hey, you know what I'm saying? So yeah.
Yeah, and I got y'all for sure.
Alrighty. Well, appreciate you calling in, and let's get into some of this music with Nizzle. All
right, y'all.
I'm ready, Nizzle. You want to go ahead and introduce your song? Do we have any more callers? Do we, Keisha?
We're good. We can go ahead.
Good. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go ahead. It looks like that's going to be our end, huh? When the song's over.
I mean, we have to go. If we have to go over, we can. We cool.
Yeah. Okay.
We cool? Okay, because I'm like, we got like 2 minutes, y'all. Okay, well, Nissa, go ahead and introduce what single we're playing first.
I think the one that we dropped the promo video for, I sent you first, that's If You Want To. That's off the mixtape, Like I Never Left, dropping this week, so you already know.
All right, all right.
Ha-ha! Like I never left. Nizzle. Yeah, DJ Malicious Wrecker, built to last. We in here. Ladies, I see you watching. Haters, I see you watching too. But hear what?
Baby, if you want to, you and me can get it popping. And if you want to, we can get your panties dropping. And if you want to, just know that I ain't never stopping. I know you want to, cause I don't see a better option. Haters, if you want to, me and you can get it popping. And if you want to, just know that I ain't never flopping. And if you want to, keep hating, I ain't never dropping. But you don't want to, cause haters, I ain't never
stopping. You see the diamonds and the jewels covered all with baguettes. Cause for me the cash rules and I want all of the checks. Why your girl's on the tool, she always calls for the sex. Cause she knows I'm so cool and I won't stall in the test. And you haters just fall with the rest, cause you're so lame. I call them Steve Urkels cause they got no game. No aim, no name, and surely no flame. No fire, even if they use propane. I'm cocaine uncut, that's never stepped on. Grind every day, the money's never slept on. It's on my mind every day, the switch is kept on. You want a sure shot, then I'm who you put your bets on. NIZ stands for not in my zone. You haters can take shots, but not in my zone. Money, power, and respect's what I got in my dome. And I'm realer than anybody that you got on the throne.
Baby, if you want to, you and me can get it poppin'. And if you want to, we can get your panties droppin'. And if you want to, just know that I ain't never stopping. I know you want to, cause I don't see a better option. Haters, if you want to, me and you can get it poppin'. And if you want to, just know that I ain't never flopping. And if you want to, keep hating, I ain't never dropping. But you don't want to, cause haters, I ain't never stopping.
I'm so fresh, so clean, but no Andre. I'm eating all these haters' food, but no Andre. And baby, you can call me up after a long day, cause I'm good at math and I can split it up the long way. They call that division, I call that precision. It's MOB, so it's easy to make that decision. I'm after money, rain or sunny, cause that's the mission. I grind every day so I can feel that prescription. And I have to listen, because the money talks, the rest runs marathons. Go ahead with your funny walks. And when my tummy talks, that means it's time to eat. Insomniac for the sex, I ain't got time to sleep. When I'm done, I go in my phone and find a freak. Put some head and a cane, baby, it's time to meet. We gon' run a marathon a couple miles at least, cause she knows your boy lays it down just like designer sheep.
Baby, if you want to, you and me can get it poppin'. And if you want to, we can get your panties droppin'. And if you want to, just know that I ain't never stopping. I know you want to, cause I don't see a better option. Haters, if you want to, me and you can get it poppin'. And if you want to, just know that I ain't never flopping. And if you want to, keep hating, I ain't never dropping. But you don't want to, cause haters, I ain't never stopping.
Track right there.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. You know it. Nizzle.
Nizzle. I'm gonna have to get you to say it and use it as a drop, you know, like how the DJs do that, you know. So every time I have it on cock, it'd be like have one of you ladies saying it, you know.
You know, Candy got you.
I already know.
I got the effects going on. Alrighty. Well, I guess we can. You want to jump right into one more song and end it, or how you ladies want to end the show tonight?
It don't matter,
right? Well, first things first, let Nizza go ahead, and I mean, I'm sure you got some shout outs, Nizza, some people you want to say what's up to. So let's you get that on out the way first.
Well, first I want to shout out you three ladies for giving me the opportunity, plenty and plenty of times again, TP3 Radio. So that's the first, and just you know, Bill Talassi and Team Niz, DJ Malicious, Rekka. The whole team, Madface, Billy D. Billions, everybody who blessed me on my mixtape, Alibi, you know, the whole squad, T-Rel, Jomo, you already know what it is. Just everybody who's riding with the movement, everybody who's supporting me, everybody who's retweeting my shit, just, you know, everybody who's showing love, basically, you know. So there's a lot of names I can go on a list, but just to keep it simple, that spells it all out right there. First of all, you know, God for blessing me with this talent and giving me the opportunity to present it to the world. And, you know, the response that I'm getting is beautiful. So just, you know, we're going to keep grinding. A lot more music coming out, and you already know. So that's what it is.
All right.
All right, all right. Ladies, anything you want to add?
Well, it's your girl in Tice. Definitely appreciate everybody that called in today, everyone that's constantly supporting and showing love to TP3 Radio. Shout-outs to my partners in crime, Miss Candy, Miss Keisha, Nicole.
Right, right.
Feel blessed, definitely, definitely, definitely feel blessed. So, yeah, shout-outs to everyone always supporting, even myself and Tice Diamante, following me on Twitter. You know, people checking out my website, checking out my fan page, facebook.com/MIZZENTICE. Much love to y'all. Appreciate y'all. Yeah. That's what's up.
Yep, yep. And I just want to add in thank you to all of those who hit the like button on my Facebook fan page, also my website, which is candiesworld.com, spelled CANDIES. world.com. Also follow me on Twitter, which is candiesworld69. Hit me up and definitely shout out to the ladies. We are a great team. Ladies, we are doing it regardless of what anybody is saying. We got this. Definitely shout out to my team, Miss Entice, Drop the Miss, Entice Diamante, Keisha Nicole. Love you, ladies. Love you.
And I too.
Thanks for getting this. Sorry, Nizzle.
You already know what it is. Follow me on Twitter at NizzleT. And it's NIZELLT. You already know.
Definitely, definitely. And I also want to give a shout out to Nizzle. Thanks for being on the show. You know, we love you.
Yeah, I know that.
All right, that's confidence right there. Yeah, I know.
Right?
Yeah, oh, you know. Like I said, the love's reciprocated, so you already know what it is, you know?
Oh, yeah.
All right, and I also want to give a shout-out to you two ladies, Candy and Entice, and also want to shout-out all our callers and listeners. Definitely want to just say we have gotten over 200 listens since our new show started in February. So that is awesome. So definitely got to let the world know about that.
What's up? Oh,
yeah.
Only
gonna
and it keep
going.
Going
up, y'all.
And
yep.
Keep going.
They keep going up.
It's gonna
yeah,
be rising
going
like
up.
Stock. not the BlackBerry stock, but it's gonna be rising like them, like that Facebook stock they putting out. Don't worry.
Wow, like Instagram, the whole $1 billion. Yeah.
You know it. You know it.
Facebook gonna buy us for $1 billion,
right?
There you go, right there.
Now is the time. Get in while you can.
You know,
right?
Before the demand price goes up.
Right. For all of those who are listening, all our shows are recorded. You can find them on iTunes, or you could just go into the regular Blog Talk, and you can go and listen to any of our shows. You can also go back and listen to our last season, which was with Cribbing After Dark. All the episodes can be found on my website, which is candiesworld.com. So make sure you guys check that out. And Nizzle is actually from our Crib King, which was Cribbing After Dark, and we had to bring him on to TP3, bigger and better things. So that's definitely what's up. And also just go ahead and shout out to Cribbin' After Dark. Hopefully y'all are doing good over there without us. But we're doing amazing. Mm-hmm. What's up?
Yeah, actually, definitely shout out Cribbin' After Dark, or what they call, the Sports Crib. I seen that they actually been coming through and retweeting some of our shows and stuff, so that support,
yeah, definitely.
I appreciate that. So, still looking out. Much love. Hope all is well on your end.
All right. So, Nizzle, you want to shout your song up, and we're going to go ahead and end the show with your song. Put your drinks up.
All right, well, this is another club banger off of the mixtape dropping this weekend. Like I Never Left. This is produced by my homeboy, Villy. You can follow him on Twitter at Don Swagville. And this is Put Your Drinks Up, straight club track. This is before you go to the club Friday, Saturday night, you know. This is that anthem. So thank you, ladies, for having me. Thank you, ladies, for playing my joints and supporting me. And you already know what it is. Mixtape will be available for download this week, so just look out for the links, and that's what it is.
There you go.
Built to last, NZA.
We toast into the money, baby, every time we link up. When I'm talking money, I'm referring to a bridge truck.
Big money,
so hold them bottles in the air and put your drinks up.
Us
like the sink up, we crazy, call the shrinks up. We toast into the money, baby, every time we link up. When I'm talking money, I'm referring to a bridge truck.
Big money,
so hold them bottles in the air and put your drinks up.
Us
like the sink up, we crazy, call the shrinks up.
One life to live, I'm in the club blowing money.
Money.
I make it rain, but you'll never see me throwing money.
Money.
Strictly COD, cause I don't like owing money.
Money.
I wish I had a tree so I can start growing money.
Yeah.
There's so much ice on my wrist, so you know it's sunny. Baby, you're super thick, I love the way it's showing, honey. Flowing, honey, booties bouncing like a basketball. And I'm a team player, you know I like to pass the ball.
Woo.
When you hear my name, you ain't gotta ask. At all. I'm on my A game and you ain't getting cash at all.
Yeah.
That's really sad to see, but don't be mad at me, cause I do work with numbers like I got a math degree.
We toast into the money, baby, every time we link up. When I'm talking money, I'm referring to a bridge truck.
Big money,
so hold them bottles in the air and put your drinks up.
Us
like the sink up, we crazy, call the shrinks up. We toast into the money, baby, every time we link up. When I'm talking money, referring to a bridge truck.
Big money,
so hold them bottles in the air and put your drinks up.
Us
like the sink up, we crazy, call the shrinks up.
I don't need a boost, cause money is the motivation. That's the reason me and bro don't have no relation.
Yeah.
I know the station, that's the reason why I'm tuning in.
Yeah.
Not DJ Khaled, but all my team do is win. We popping champagne like we won a campaign. Is that your man broke at the bar? What a damn shame. But baby, ain't you ever heard this is a man's game? Come roll with a G, we can do the damn thing. It's like I pulled a hamstring, my pockets is so heavy. No Houston, but the Rockets is so ready. I hold those steady, the flow so deadly. I hit the big shots, no hurry, no Reggie.
We toast into the money, baby, every time we link up. When I'm talking money, I'm referring to a bridge truck.
Big money,
so hold them bottles in the air and put your drinks up.
Us
like the sink up, we crazy, call the shrinks up. We toast into the money, baby, every time we link up. When I'm talking money, I'm referring to a bridge truck.
Big money,
so hold them bottles in the air and put your drinks up.
Us
like the sink up, we crazy, call the shrinks up.
I'm on my grind, getting mine, that's why I'm looking so fresh. Dollar signs stay on my mind, that's why I'm getting no rest. Did my time and now I shine, that's why I'm feeling so blessed. No mess, no stress, oh yes, I'm focused. Haters, stop watching me, I need to watch some TV. I see them trying to copy me, but no, it's not easy. And no, it's not Wheezy, Yeezy, or Jeezy. But when I'm getting mad, I swear that women think I'm breezy. Hell no, it's not Chris Brown, stay icy from my wrist down, banging like a fifth round, so you haters better get down. Nizzle, I'm running this town, yes, I'm shutting shit down. With my mad face apparel on, all these other towns gotta sit down.
We toast into the money, baby, every time we link up. When I'm talking money, I'm referring to a bridge truck.
Big money,
so hold them bottles in the air and put your drinks up.
Us
like the sink up, we crazy, call the shrinks up. We toast into the money, baby, every time we link up. When I'm talking money, I'm referring